Last month, I was fortunate enough to be invited as the only journalist to attend a thing called Reawaken, a mega famil by Business Events Perth. Now, from my perspective, this was a pretty bold move by the Convention Bureau in Perth to fly in and fully host 40 international decision makers and conference organisers, not only from Australia, but also from USA, Canada, Europe, UK and Asia. Now, usually this type of expenditure and effort would be something funded by the government through Tourism Australia, and it would be for the whole industry. But Perth, the city that often we find does things on its own, has gone out on this, and the CEO, Gareth Martin, tells me they've already been successful in winning $15 million worth of business in direct delegate expenditure, with another $70 million of a pipeline, all off the back of this three-day event a month ago. I'm speaking with Gareth Martin. Gareth is the CEO of Business Events Perth. All cities in Australia, all the major cities at least, have what used to be called convention bureaus, and they are about winning business in the meetings, incentives, conventions, exhibition space for their city because it generates significant dollars. So, Gareth, thanks for being there. We have spoken to you before, but the reason we're talking to you at this stage is that recently I was invited by you and the organisation over to Perth for a fantastic event. We don't always get to see what happens behind the scenes, but you were basically, you had a group of, let me call them buyers in the very broad sense of the word. We can refine that as we go along. You had a group of buyers there and you were showing them all that Perth has to brag about, and it's got plenty. So Gareth, just tell us, what was the event called and why did you decide to stage it in the way you did?
Hi Graham, it's lovely to speak to you again. It was fantastic to host you recently in Perth in Western Australia and for you to experience some of our beautiful natural environments as we were talking to our major clients. The event we recently hosted in Western Australia was called the Reawaken Mega Famil. For us, it's an opportunity to bring a large number of clients, over 40 clients in this instance, to Western Australia to understand what it may look like for them to stage an event here in Perth and the broader region in Western Australia. And the mechanism in which we do this is to invite clients to decide themselves of a list of four bespoke programs, and they select those programs based on how they individually might resonate with their conference delegates. Right. And therefore then assisting in the enhancement of the visitor experience for the events that they run.
Now, your event was called Reawakened. Does that suggest the dragon has been sleeping since COVID? Or what was your real reason for this particular event in 2024?
The inaugural event for us was last year and therefore then called Reawakened, as in reawakening from the slumber that lay with COVID, but also a nice play on words because within the name of the event is Western Australia, the way we sort of write it.
I did notice that. Yep,
that's right. It's an opportunity to reconnect with this part of the world, not just post COVID, but also for clients who may not have considered Western Australia in the recent time for an event that they might want to produce.
Mm. Now, you're a long way away from the East Coast, but you're even further away from other parts of the world. You not only brought national prospects, prospective clients in, but you brought a number from overseas. That's not something we would normally get to see.
Yes, we were fortunate to bring 40 clients in total, and that represented 23 national clients and then 17 international decision makers from all across the world, actually, to experience what it would be like to organise an event in Western Australia. Some that came from as far away as the UK and the US, but also mostly across Southeast Asia and North Asia as well.
Well, as I said to you after the event, that was a pretty game effort on your behalf. Are you already seeing some positive result from the event?
Yeah, we have actually. We've had some conversion of events already, just upwards of how we ascribe it, $15 million in direct delegate expenditure for events that have converted post the FAMIL, which was only a short time ago.
Wow.
And we have already a further business worth just under $70 million in direct expenditure under development currently with regards to the client profiles that we invited to Western Australia.
So I imagine we're going to see an event like this next year too.
I would hope we will, Graham. I think we've taken some lessons from this event. I think what we'll do in future is actually to split the event into two, just describing the types of clients that come to Western Australia and the time of year that they generally would host their events. I think what we're actually looking at is to reposition this towards strictly sort of an association, PCO, mega FAMIL, and then a separate corporate incentive, Asia, North Asia FAMIL as well.
What sort of a split is there between those two sectors for you? Is it 80-20 or how do you break
it up? Yes, broadly for our destination, we would say about 70% association, which is made up of national and international association conferences, and then about 30% in terms of the corporate incentive market that might come to Western Australia.
Well, I must say it was interesting from my perspective. I was the only journalist there, for which I thank you. I appreciated that you invited me on behalf of MiceNet to attend. And it was interesting having the mix of clients for you there because I got to hear some different perspectives on things. If I'm with a bunch of journos at an event like this, I can almost predict the next question. But if I'm walking around with buyers, they're asking tough questions. They are looking GMs in the eye and saying, well, can you turn this ballroom from a plenary session to a magnificent gala dinner in 1 hour or maybe two? But, you know, they're asking hard questions, of which that's probably typical. Was that a deliberate decision to do it that way?
It certainly was, and we were thrilled that you could join us, Graham, to explore some of Perth and Western Australia together with our clients, both from overseas and nationally as well. And it is, we want the buyers that come to Western Australia to have a full experience, to find out what it would be like for them to run their event, and uniquely so. We don't just run a traditional series of familiarizations across the destination. In this case, there were four different programs that our clients could choose from. And then we invite open discussion with our members and the product that works very closely with us to talk to the opportunity for events in Western Australia. I imagine they would have had some robust discussions. But beyond that as well, we find that the clients themselves enjoy in some way, some professional development. They get to talk about events that they produce with their peers and to find that potentially sometimes they have similar challenges or they can find other opportunities to solve issues that they may have singularly organising conferences for their associations.
Yes, I noticed that myself, actually, that there was quite a degree of that sort of chat amongst the clients. And when we got together with members of Business Events Perth, in other words, people who are on the other side of the ledger in Perth, service providers, for example, hoteliers and service providers, there was quite interesting discussion going on then, and I was able to eavesdrop a little bit. In fact, some of your clients already indicated to me how positively they felt about Perth and Western Australia as a destination for more than one international event. As I said to you after the fact, I felt quite positive for you.
Yeah, thank you, Graham. I think we are roundly supported in terms of the feedback that we've had post-event, in terms of some of the surveys that we do, both in terms of the destination and its pure driver to invite our key decision makers to experience Western Australia. But beyond that, a really, really pleasing and warm regard with regards to both the staff at Business Events Perth and the team environment that we have here, as well as the industry in Western Australia. And really, it is a collective group of industry and certainly Business Events Perth who are interested in showing off the best of this destination, but also working collaboratively with our key decision makers to organise great events here.
Mm. Perhaps I should point out we weren't just sitting around testing chairs, whether our bottoms could endure a four-hour plenary session. We were actually doing other experiential things in Perth and then coming together as a group for lunch or maybe for dinner, where the four different streams were able to join. I think I was in the... I was in the senior stream, I feel, to some extent. Others were jumping off bridges and doing adrenaline-driven things. I was very happy with Tracy Sinovas-Prosser to be paddling canoes and doing things at a more genteel pace. So I thank you for that.
That's okay. I think you were in the Rejuvenate program, which is a soft adventure program, as you well described.
Yeah, it was good.
The other programs were Replenish, which was really heralding local food and produce, Reactivate, which was the more high adrenaline zip line type approach, and Reimagine, which was more focused around the conference, professional conference planners and their experiential offering as well as menu choices too.
Yeah. Now, I guess you've got a bit of IP in this, in the sense that the people, the names and the companies or the associations you brought to Perth should remain your information. But can you just talk to us about the sort of sectors that is of a major interest to Perth and to Western Australia?
Hi, Graham. Yeah, well, the key decision makers that we attracted to WA recently were across health, education, agriculture, engineering, energy, finance and science, all aligned to strategic sectors that relate to diversifying the Western Australian economy. So quite a broad aspect with regards to the sectors that we invited to Western Australia.
And I didn't hear the word mining, so you weren't sort of playing to that strength with this?
No, not in this instance we weren't. No, that's right.
So that was probably a good thing in many ways, I'd imagine. Although energy is obviously part of it. Natural gas is big in WA. But yeah, look, it was a fascinating event. It went for, what was it, nearly a week, wasn't it? 5 days at least?
It was 3 days, effectively.
Quick, felt like a month, Gareth.
But if you feel you had a week here, that's fantastic.
No, it was great. No, I did enjoy it. I really did. And, everyone got into it right from the very start with the Indigenous Welcome to Country out on the, is it the plaza? What do you call that open area at Elizabeth Quay?
Yeah, that is the Elizabeth Quay foreshore area.
Right. And, it was very well done. People got involved in smoking each other. Is that the right word? Well, covering themselves in smoke. I was shooting photographs at the time. But it's, it started from there and the elders joined us for a meal and we were able to chat to them. That was great. So some of the other things that I really felt were a bit of a highlight was Rottnest Island. Now, I've been there a few times, but we got to experience the latest product on the island, particularly around Samphire, which is certainly a 5-star property. Some might even give it an extra star. And that was very enjoyable. And those who were with us on that enjoyed it. We enjoyed flying over to it. That was a first, going across in a seaplane. That was an excellent way to arrive. obviously cost more than the ferry, but the ferry ride home was good too.
That's right. Actually, it's not too it's achievable in terms of a flight across and certainly a different way to approach the island.
Well, I got to see things on that island I've not seen. I've ridden a bike around it, but I didn't realise how many lakes there were on Rottnest. Some of them salt lakes, of course, but yeah, it was quite enjoyable to see it from the air. And we all had good fun in the Cessna Caravan, which is a workhorse aircraft. I flown all around the place, so it was good to do it there. The other thing I also really enjoyed was seeing Australia 2, the America's Cup winning yacht, which is now part of the Maritime Museum over at Fremantle.
Yes, and having recently celebrated their 40th year in celebration of Australia's fantastic victory against the Yanks.
Yep, it was great. Yeah, stealing the silverware was especially good, but seeing the boat again was great because you've indicated that you've had a good result. Do you feel like the rest of the business might shake out a bit more over the next 12 months or so?
Oh, absolutely. I think we remain close to all our decision makers and invested in them having a great experience with regards to organising for Western Australia.
Welcome, Tracy Sinovas-Prosser. We've been dealing together for years over there in WA, and thank you very much for reaching out to me to come over for this fantastic event. Were you happy with it? You obviously were. You were in the midst of it, obviously dealing with lots of plates in the air. How do you feel it turned out?
Well, firstly, Graham, it was great to be able to welcome you back, and certainly to a product that's really matured and has, you know, multiple opportunities to offer meeting planners. And I think that's the essence of why we offer a multi-themed program where delegates can choose their own experience. You know, I think when a meeting planner is invited to explore a destination, to experience that destination, often the program is very set in stone for them. And not every client has the same requirements. So by offering a multi-theme program, they can choose their own experience. And as far as how well was that received, I think very well. But I think what was also positive that everybody on their individual programs could come together at night, be sat next to a completely different audience that night and share what they did during the day. So you may have been on a Rejuvenate program, but you probably heard all about the Reactivate program or the Replenish program. So it was really exciting to see people come together and with great gusto and excitement really buy into the program and really share their experiences with others. And so, yeah, I thought it was fantastic. Each year, I think we hope to continue to grow and improve on that. And it was certainly some tweaks to last year's program by this year offering an additional stream of a professional conference organizer stream. And it worked so well.
Yeah, look, it did. It did seem to flow very seamlessly. And although I was aware that you had a large team, how many from BE Perth, Business Events Perth, did you have working with you on this?
Look, our whole team gets involved from the CEO. So you saw Gareth running around too, down to people in the office who don't normally get involved with the FMIL side, to all the business development managers. So we have nearly a dozen business development managers on the staff. So as well as the client engagement team, the marketing team, everybody gets thrown into this. So
that's like almost 20 people or more.
Yeah, I would say around 20 of us had some hand in the program at some point. So, you know, one of the things that resonates with me really is at Business Events Perth, we take pride in what we do, but the whole team buys into it. And the same can be said for our suppliers. I think the difference between us and other destinations is when we're selling Western Australia, it's Team WA. So whether it's Team Business Events Perth with all of our crew involved, to every single one of our suppliers working as one unit to deliver a destination vision for those buyers. Yeah, so definitely Team WA all the way.
I think that was in evidence throughout the event. So well done. And this is something that I've not seen the likes of in, and I do, as you know, I cover other destinations on a regular basis, and I certainly have not seen an event like this. And I guess it's something you probably need to keep up your sleeve, so I can't give away all of your secrets.
You know, that's always the risk, I guess, Graham, is that you share too much. But I must say that, you know, we have a very collaborative working relationship with other destinations, and I take my hat off to some of the East Coast Bureau who know that we run an event at this time of year, who would pick up the phone and say, hey, what time are you running your event? Because we don't want our events to clash for the benefit of the buyers who might get offered to multiple destinations.
Right.
So I'd like to say we also have a very good working relationship with other bureau.
Well, that's great, because it's a competitive world out there. We know that.
Absolutely. But, you know, like we have, you know, Team WA and Team WA First, it's always nice when there's a win for Australia, no matter where it goes in Australia.
No. Well, that's great. Well, let me just say congratulations on what you did achieve. And I, from my perspective, it was full of good information. And not that I'm necessarily going to write all of that, but you came away with a great feeling about this is quite a good way to do business and innovative in a number of different areas. So well done to you and your team, Tracy.
Thanks very much, Graham.
Good. Thanks, mate. So we're just talking to Tracy, as you probably heard, about it's a competitive world out there. How competitive is it for Perth against, well, I guess, firstly, the Eastern Seaboard bureaus who are looking probably to attract very, very similar clients to events in their state, or maybe even your close neighbours with whom you share the time zone, the Southeast Asian cities, you know, the mega cities in Southeast Asia. How competitive is it?
I think, Graham, you're right on there. It's highly competitive, both nationally and internationally. And I think that governments of all flavours, nationally and internationally, recognise the importance of business events, the different type of visitor that that brings to a destination.
Graham Kemlow was speaking with Business Events Perth CEO Gareth Martin and Director of Client Experiences Tracy Sinivas-Prosser.
This is the Travel Writer Show on J Air 88 FM in Melbourne.
That's Travel Writers Radio for this week. A reminder that if you missed our regular broadcast from 5pm to 7pm on Wednesdays, our show is repeated Saturdays from 1pm to 3pm here on J Air 88 FM in Melbourne, also live on the net at j-air.com.au. Our stories are readily available via our website, travelwritersradio.com, on Google Podcasts and Spotify.
Travel Writers Radio is a production of Palette, the professional association of lifestyle and travel writers. So, until next week, it's good night from me, Graham Kemlow.
And good night from me, Justine Costigan. Thanks for listening.
We are the wild, we are the free, and our fire burns eternally. We'll travel far, far as the eyes can see. We are the wild and free.